feature writer and marketing strategist Neha Nagandi knows that even with all the bad things you see on the news today, there's still a lot of great people doing great things. Join us for the next few minutes while Neha takes the time to show you who some of these people are, what they've done, and what the impact is on our society. This is Seen from the Inside with your host, Neha Nagandi.
Welcome to Seen from the Inside. I'm your host, Neha Nagandi. A thoroughbred horse racing town. And you started the first and only Mac and Cheese truck, appropriately called Mac Truck, I have to say.
The Mac Truck, yeah. I mean, your viewers might not be able to make the connection between the artisan pasta business and a macaroni and cheese food truck. But, you know, like I said earlier, I'm very impulsive. And my life has been on a very interesting path that leads me from one thing to another. So in my travels, when I was working in Beijing in 2008 during the Olympics, one of the chefs I worked with is the executive chef for one of these big companies, Center Plate, who does the food and beverage at Saratoga, as well as the Jacob Javits, you know, venues all over the country. And when I started the pasta business, I had very limited resources. So she called me up and asked me if I would like a summer job at the Saratoga race course. And I agreed because I needed the money. And when I went up there, I saw a wonderful opportunity at the track and in that community. Saratoga is a beautiful place, a lot of history there. And I wanted to bring my pasta concept to the racetrack as a concession. You know, but after giving it a lot of thought, who's going to make all this fresh pasta? It's going to be me. You know, maybe we can think of something more streamlined. And before you know it, pasta turned to macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Product that everybody loves, everybody grew up with, and you know, I was able to finagle my way into the Saratoga race course with a macaroni and cheese truck concept, and you know, it was so successful that the rest is history, and I've really been focusing on this mac and cheese business ever since.
Which leads us, a perfect segue, into the Food Network. So you winning that show gave you a casting opportunity, right, with the Food Network on the Food Network Star?
Well, I mean, that show, I mean, that exposure, you know, gave me enough recognition that the casting company reached out to me and asked me if I would like to interview and, you know, do the whole process, make the video for Food Network Star. And I went into the city, filmed the video with them, and, you know, went through the casting process and was made it onto the show. But, you know, interesting enough, a TV was never something I, you know, actively sought. It kind of found me, and, you know, if anybody listening has seen the show, you know what my journey was there. I had a little bit of a problem. I was nervous, stage fright, you know, I was kind of nervous in front of the camera, but, you know, throughout the series, I was able to overcome that and kind of learn a little bit about myself and impress the judges.
But then, you came back. You are a true perseverer, I have to say. You came back.
Everybody loves an underdog.
That's right. So Chef Dom gets on one of their side shows, and you battle back to gain a spot on the finale of the Food Network Star Show, which is really a testament, you know, to you and your perseverance and your battling skills. And again, Chef Bobby was like, you've come a long way from episode one. So what was that like to battle on that sideshow that they have and to win that and then to come back?
I mean, it was like surreal. The whole thing was surreal. You know, a lot of times I think people watch reality television in general and they wonder how much of it is a real experience and how much of it is scripted. But my experience on Food Network Star and watching it, it was all real. I mean, I was really that scared. Like, the whole time, I mean, my hands were trembling, you know what I mean? My mouth was dry. I couldn't remember anything I'd done in the last 10 years. But I knew throughout that competition and throughout those challenges that, you know, my extensive background in catering and restaurants and these small businesses and all these concepts and ideas, food trucks, that I would be able to take all that experience, and that no matter what the challenge that they threw at me was, I was going to be able to figure something out, you know,
yeah.
In the end. And the cooking kept me there long enough to build the confidence in front of the camera.
This film is a niche film, and I know it took you 7 years to make the project. And in between there was a point where one of you said, oh my God, what we have here is a bunch of, you know, family footage interspersed with some dialogue. And then an Academy Award Academy Award winner kind of helped you plug this movie back in together. So what do you think is the starter engine for the film? And then what do you think made all the gears click into place? And then you were like, hey, we have a film, and this, guys, is going to get released nationally.
Well, look, as you saw, the movie, you know, starts at the point at which I broke up with this, you know, white girlfriend that I never told mom and dad about. And then I went on this family trip to India, and we're stuck on this plane together with all the Patels, and all they're talking about is marriage. And meanwhile, I'm hiding this, you know, struggle that I'm going through, having just gone through a breakup. But the real seed of this moment, I think, went back a year or so before that, when I was hosting, I was emceeing an Indian lawyers event. And after I got done, they asked me to just joke around a little more. So I just started improvising and talking about how my mom was setting me up with all these girls and how I was receiving these bio data in my email. And I was supposed to cold call these girls, you know, with, you know, in the context of marriage. And I was killing in a way that I've never killed before. And everyone came up to me afterwards and they're like, so glad you talked about that. You know, you need to write a book about this. You need to do a stand-up tour on it. And I went home and I told Geeta about it. And I was like, this seems like something that, like, is really important. And then when we were in India, I think we saw an opportunity to tell a version of the story, but in a way that was really funny and entertaining. And then, you know, Geeta didn't even want to do it.
So I want to ask... Is that true, Geeta? You didn't see an uncle. What do you think this film is about, and why do you think so many people connected to it?
This film is about about the love, relationship, culture, and family. And that is very generic to all the people, irrespective of their religions or country or ethnic background. And how family interact with each other on different problems and with their children, and how they still maintain the love while still working out the differences in their beliefs. So people kind of resonate with that, people feel that, and that's why some of the audience said that they laugh and cried at the same time. And so that is what it is. Even though the main theme may be matrimonial, but that is not what the main theme is all about.
Right. And Auntie, what do you think? Yeah, people love this, Ravi. If you'll kick off the game for us, and then we'll go through Ravi and Auntie and Uncle. Will you do it, Ravi? Will you play a little game with me?
Of course. I'd love to play a game.
Awesome. Okay. It is a game called Zoom Inside Your Mind. And I'm going to say a word, and you have to say the first thing that pops into your head, and it's like 15 okay. seconds long. Are you ready? Okay.
Let's do it.
And all the rest of you, mute or something. No, okay. Okay. So, all right. So here we go, and I know you've got to get off the phone, Sue, so here we go. First word, love.
For some reason, a banana popped in my head. I can't explain.
Ravi!
I think, I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to play the game, honestly. But I think it's because I'm hungry.
Ravi.
I get it from my dad. I love food. This is stupid.
Ravi, this is the game has ended for you, Ravi. Ravi,
did I already lose?
Okay, all right. We're going to keep on going. Love equals banana for Ravi Patel, you guys. Okay, all right. Here we go. Next word, family.
Is this me again?
Yes, that's you. It's you.
Okay, because I was still thinking about a banana, so I guess it's still a banana. This is two bananas in a row.
Okay, Ravi.
Okay, I'm clearing my mind.
Okay, you're clearing your mind. Here we go. Second word, family. Go.
Family, meet the Patels.
College.
University of North Carolina.
Children.
Bears. Kids.
What is that? I'm sorry.
Kids.
Cute.
Kids.
Don't have grandchildren, otherwise I would have said that. I guess just have a dog.
There's another shameless plug, Geeta and Ravi. There you go. Okay, last word, Uncle America.
America, beautiful country. We are very blessed.
Oh, thank you.
Love the country, yep.
Thank you, Uncle, Auntie,
you.
Geeta, Ravi, for being my guest on Seen from the Inside. I'm Neha Nagandhi. That's the cast of Meet the Patels. Go see the movie if you have not seen it. Thank you again, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
This is fun. This is fun.